RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program of our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by press review, Today in History, Focus, Indonesian Wonder, and we'll continue our segment with Miscellany. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here's the news read by Rahman Afus, the headlines. RRI to focus with media convergence. RRI tends to take radio to the next level. Now the news in detail. Media convergence must be carried out by all broadcasting institutions, including Public Broadcasting Institution of Radio Republic of Indonesia, RRI. Various strategies had been mulled by this broadcasting institution with its motto, once on air, always on the air, such as online and digital application development, namely RRI Play, Beyond, and National Radio Station. Director of Service Development of RRI, Richard Poit, at the 53rd Asia-Pacific Broadcasting Union General Assembly after special session one, know our host radio and TV content in Indonesia in Nusantara Room 3 Bali International Convention Center on 2 days earlier stated that RRI has possessed obvious strategy for media convergence, explained to the delegation the program committee meeting that RRI has possessed several digital applications, namely RRI Play, Beyond, and RRI 30 as the phone of media convergence created by RRI.
Convergence media itu jelas ya.
It is simply clear for us, RRI has possessed digital applications and we just have to improve the content. The digital applications are RRI Play, Beyond, and RRI 30. These are our media convergence. No matter what, RRI must update current technology development and RRI has possessed it. Richard Poit remarked that in 2017, RRI will keep focusing on media convergence to improve service for the people. The plan is relies on off-air at the basis of on-air in prominent programs over all RRI stations across Indonesia. Deeper has been done to increase radio listeners in Indonesia, particularly RRI, which has suffered from decreasing number of listeners lately. Talking about RRI's attempts to for radio digitization using digital radio model, DRM, digital audio broadcasting, DAB, or even streaming to be included in government regulation. He feels that it would produce excellent output that would have positive impact to the people. However, it cannot be realized soon. It must be considered about a readiness of device owned by the people to listen digital radio. He also remarked that RRI must improve service and data accuracy to make the broadcasting perfect. He added that in order to make the broadcasting perfect, RRI has given instruction to all RRI stations over Indonesia to phone Information and Documentation Management Officer, PPID. The fourth day of the 53rd Asia-Pacific Broadcasting Union General Assembly has given a lot of education among the delegates. On the technical committee meeting in Nusantara 3 Round, the expert of technology discussed about transformation of analog radio that still uses antenna as the transmitter into digital form. Rusandra Obreja, the DDRM Consortium Chairman during the interview with RRB in Western Resort Nusa Dua Bali on Friday, said that Radio Republic Indonesia has a huge task to take radio to the next age, so it is relevant to the whole nation. She said if stay analog, more people will stop listening to radio. She added that most radios still use antennas to transmit their broadcasts today. In this digital era, radio has to mingle and moves along with the transformation.
Radio has a big chance You have a huge country, very diverse country. It's not just about the islands and the geography, it's also culturally you are very, very diverse. Radio is linking all of you. Without radio, what would you do? So radio is like the invisible thread pulling the whole nation together. And for this reason, RRI has a big task.
Rusandra also said that RRI is very aware of Indonesian situation, has possibility and understanding to cover the whole nation with information through new form of radio. Indonesia becomes the host of ABU TV Shon Festival 2016 in conjunction with the 53rd Asia Pacific Broadcasting Union General Assembly. ABU TV Shon Festival is the biggest annual program in Asia Pacific and the program is a non-competition Shon Festival. The producer of ABU TV Shon Festival 2016 program, Sapril Hendiras, to the press in Balunusa II Convention Center on last evening, explained that this festival is in cooperation with Asia Pacific Broadcasting Union ABU, Radio Republic of Indonesia, and Television of Republic Indonesia TVRI. This festival theme, Harmony in Peace, and it will be participated by 12 countries that will perform their skills.
Konsepnya kita hanya persahabatan, bukan pertukaran. Kita tidak bukan kompetisi, tapi kita dari...
The concept is only friendship, no exchange. We also do not compete, but the ABU delegation center at risk to enhance friendship. The theme is Harmony in Peace. So through ABU, we will create peace. Sapril Hendrias also pointed out that 12 countries will stand there represented in ABU TV Shon Festival. One of them is from Tunisia, as representative of Arab State Broadcasting Union, ASBU. She is the organization Asia Pacific Broadcasting Union. He also stated that previously this event would be joined by 13 countries, but unfortunately Thailand refused to join due to the passing of Thai king Bumihol Adulyadej. Meanwhile, Indonesia will be represented by Novita Dewi as runner-up X Factor Indonesia in 2013. Sapri Hendrias also added that the ABU TV Shon Festival 2016 is taking place at Balunusa II Hall 5 BNDCC on Saturday 22nd October 2016 at 8 until 9 past 30 p.m. This event is broadcast live through TPRI nationally. Bali is selected again to host the General Assembly of Asia Pacific Broadcasting in ABU, which involves representatives from 72 countries in Asia Pacific, because Bali has been famous for its people friendliness and ability to hold international conference. Jian Hepin, ABU Sport Group Committee Chairman, who is also representative of China Central Television CCTV Sport, made a statement in a special interview with RRI in Nusa Dua, Bali, October 20, 2016.
And why Bali? Bali is the tourist destination.
Mm-hmm.
Bali is enjoying the good facilities for all kinds of conferences.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bali people mm-hmm. are very hospitable to the outsiders.
Jan Hepin added that previously he held a meeting in 2014 to take place in Bali as well. It is also the reason that Bali is selected again in the ABU General Assembly 2016, which is held in October 18 until 26, 2016. Commission of Asia Pacific Broadcasting Union ABU program appointed Yan Jung Lorenzo Lee as chairman of the for the period 2016 until 2018, replacing Jehon Son from KBS. Lorenzo is the only one candidate in the election that was held in the end of the meeting of Commission Asia Pacific Broadcasting Union ABU in Nusa Dua, Bali. Lorenzo is who is also as director of program, the executive and marketing of current broadcasting system KBS Korea, said that he, along with two new elected vice chairmen of Commission of ABU program, will formulate new platform that will be executed for the next 2 years. He is also optimistic that relationship among the ABU members will enhance the cooperation and give advantages for society. He explained that the experience of ABU members could create new opportunity for their own development. He promised that he would give his best to develop ABU.
I know that with our wealth of experience, we can create new opportunities for all ABU members. In this same way, as a chairperson of the ABU Programming Committee, I will dedicate the energy, resources, and expertise of KBS to the work of the ABU. At KBS, we are committed to helping every ABU member create their best programming and develop strong partnerships. Through working together, we can achieve these goals.
Besides Commission of Asia Pacific Broadcasting in Abu Program, I also appointed Sulaiman Yusuf from Radio Republic Indonesia RI and Keisho Isuta from NHK Japan as the Vice Chairman of Commission of Asia Pacific Broadcasting Union Program for the period 2016-2018. Chairman and Vice Chairman of Commission ABU Program were elected by acclamation of all members. Meanwhile, the composition of the Commission of ABU Program consists of 10 members. The 10 members of the Commission are All India Radio, China Central Television, Educational Broadcasting System Korea, Home TV Pakistan, Islamic Republic of Iran Broadcasting, Mongolian National Broadcaster, NHK Japan Broadcasting Corporation, Radio Republic Indonesia, Radio Television Malaysia, and the Turkish Radio and Television Corporation. One thing which is discussed in the General Assembly of Asia Pacific Broadcasting Union of 2006 in Nusa Dua, Bali on 18 to 26 October 2000 is about new media and social media in broadcasting activities. Since new media and social media become important things that affect broadcasting activities now and in the future. This was submitted by Hamdun Rashad, ABU Media Project Manager, in a special dialogue with RRI in Nusa Dua, Bali on Friday.
So we have had our first discussion here in Bali just 2 days ago, like to decide on what direction we should take on our new media activities. And hopefully in the future, see more activities and initiatives around the theme of new media and social media, because these are what's important in the media landscape right now. So,
Hamdun Rashad confirmed that they will continue to evaluate and adapt the use of new media and social media to support the activities of broadcasting, because new media and social media are one important thing in broadcasting activities now and in the future. The rapid development of information technology has created many new challenges in various ways. One of them is the media industry. Many media industry or broadcasting agencies in the world, including in Indonesia, have made the internet, particularly social media, as a tool to support their broadcasting activities. This was stated by President Director of Radio Republic Indonesia, Muhammad Rohanuddin, on Friday interview on the sidelines of the 53rd ABU General Assembly on October 21, 2016 in Nusa Dua, Bali.
Ya, saya pikir itu bagus tadi dia mengatakan bahwa bagaimana peran Facebook, bagaimana peran Twitter itu masuk di dalamnya, bahwa
It is a merger of the old industry known as old broadcasting, the terrestrial. It is combined with the functions of Facebook, the function of Twitter. It is known as the integrated broadcast and broadband. In Indonesia, it still continues to grow. People call the merger as a new change or 3-1 generation. Rohanuddin added that with the use of social media, which also refers to as new media, there is a two-way delivery of information or two-way traffic. Two-way traffic through the audience can interact with the broadcasters. The last item, nowadays world public broadcasting institutions are not in the same level as commercial broadcasting, because public broadcasting institutions still depend on government funds. Therefore, a member of the supervisory board of RRI, Fredin Dolu, affirmed in technical meeting at Nusa Dua, Bali on Friday that it would be necessary to form World Public Broadcasting Organization to enhance level and assistance of public broadcasting institution to have more contribution and to share experiences among public broadcasting institutions.
So this is the momentum to strengthen our position as a public service broadcasting, such as maybe setting up a World Public Service Broadcasting Union in the future, where we can share our values and experience more relevant now than ever, to make certain that we are really have lots to tell, not plenty to sell, like other giant media broadcasters.
In this technical meeting in Nusa Dua, Bali, he also noted that there are two issues that public broadcasting institutions need to face in today's digital era, namely the newest digital broadcasting technology and the future of public broadcasting institution. He added that RRI will still give the best service for Indonesian people across Indonesia. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
This is RRI Service, Voice of Indonesia with press review. Various significant events that occurred this week are reviewed by some of the leading media in Jakarta and outlined in the press review. Let's begin with Kompas newspaper. In its editorial on Friday, 21st October, the paper writes, "Still much work to do. 2 years administration of President Joko Widodo and Vice President Yusuf Kala was celebrated with surveys, interviews, and discussions on evaluation. President Joko Widodo has showed how to use his power by reorganizing the cabinet, inaugurating two ministers who had been dismissed, and ordering the implementation of one price of oil fuel in Papua. The latter is a daring breakthrough of the president. In terms of economic calculation, this step will obviously burden the budget for the long term, but President Joko Widodo has other considerations, namely social justice. The public will observe the extent to which the policy can be sustained. A number of surveys shows public satisfaction with the improved government performance. The image of the President Joko Widodo is well on 91.5%, while satisfaction with the government is 61%. Of the four sectors, political, legal, social, and economic welfare, the legal sector gets the worst rating. Therefore, according to Compass, it is in the hands of President Joko Widodo that the fate of reforms will be determined and tested. The president's vision and leadership are required to design the construct and foundation of the elections. Besides political problems, increasingly wide economic disparities should be a concern. The constitution and laws should be reused as guidelines in governments. According to this daily, public officials should always consider the competence and not others. Next is Media Indonesia newspaper, which in its editorial on Friday, 21st October, writes clearing roots of terrorism. The indication of terrorism that has not been exhausted in this country is true. The still existing terrorist cells were proven yesterday when a young terrorist claimed to be a cadre of Islamic State Network attacked Tangerang Police Chief Commissioner Effendi along with two other members of the police. The fact has proven that terrorists are still hanging around us. Radicalism continues to spread despite some of the leaders have been arrested. Without being realized, the toxins are perpetually spread, especially to young people who are still unstable and with limited religious understanding. They are prepared to spread terror and fear among people. What happened in Tangerang on Thursday should be read as a warning to the leaders of this country to not ever loosen vigilance against the threat of terrorism. Never underestimate it, because the threat is real, even more real and apparent. Vigilance and handling of terrorism cannot be done sporadically, only strengthened after an incident occurred and then fizzled after a certain period with no threat of terror. According to Media Indonesia, revised terrorism law, which ratification reportedly has been delayed from October 2016 to next year, should make a comprehensive prevention measures as a priority. Without it, a crime against humanity called terrorism will probably continue to be a threat in this country. Let's end with Republika newspaper, which in its editorial on Monday, 17 October, writes, to achieve food sovereignty, food availability and affordability in the face of climate anomalies become an important issue that must be seriously addressed by the government. The existence of food is a matter of life and death of a nation. This was stated by Indonesia's first President Bung Karno when laying the cornerstone of University of Indonesia Faculty of Agriculture, which is currently the Bogor Agricultural University, on April 27, 1952. Ironically, until now, after 64 years on, the endless problem of food still exists, even with increasing complexity. Welfare of farmers is still short of expectations. Although agricultural development costs, the agricultural sector is still overshadowed by the dilemma of food imports. According to Republika, at least to overcome the food problem, the necessary policies should be integrated from upstream to downstream. among others by revitalizing the role of the logistic agency or Bulog as an arm of the government mandate by Law No. 7 of 1996 on food. Bulog powers was stripped by the International Monetary Fund through a letter of intent during the 1998 crisis and was only authorized to maintain the stability of prices and stocks of rice. This must be returned in order to cover the entire national food needs, such as soybeans, corn, sugar, meat, and egg. Hopefully, the momentum of World Food Day, which is adjacent 2 years of rule Joko Widodo, Yusuf Kalla, will be able to realize national food sovereignty. The work program of the Joko Widodo, Yusuf Kalla cabinet, which is pro-food sovereignty, needs to be supported by all parties. That was Press Review.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, nice to see you again in our daily program Today in History of Radio Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Well, listener, we begin our program with an event that happened on October 22, 2015. It's about Day of National Student. Indonesian Presidential Decree on 22nd October as Day of National Student was signed on 15 October 2015. 22nd October was chosen because 71 years ago, Kyai Haji Hasyim Asy'ari from Nahdlatul Ulama issued Holy Word Edict, which was well known with the turn of Jihad Resolution. This resolution was one of the important moments of Indonesian struggle in maintaining independence, which ended in the Battle of Surabaya, 10 November 1945, and commemorated as a hero's day. For communities of students and boarding school, this recognition is very important because students and boarding school give great contribution for the development and progress of Indonesian nation. According to President Joko Widodo, the determination of Day of National Student is held in order Indonesian always remember to that as a good example of the spirit of predecessors, nationalism, spirit of national, love of country and willingness to sacrifice for the nation and state. The next event was that in 1951, diplomatic relations between United Kingdom and Iran discontinued. Iranian Minister of Foreign Affairs Dr. Hussein Fatimi on the government of Prime Minister Mossadegh announced the termination of relations between Iran and United Kingdom. The termination was announced after it was legalized by cabinet and given to Britain Charles I in Tehran. Dr. Fatimi said the reason for the termination of Tehran-London relations was that the United Kingdom did not want to fulfill Iranian desire concerning the rights of Iran, such as the petroleum of nationalization of oil refinery. He also reminded the government of London to change its political stand towards Tehran. Well, listener, and the last event was in 1955 when Republic of Vietnam was proclaimed in Saigon by Ngo Dinh Diem. Ngo Dinh Diem was a South Vietnamese politician. As a former mandarin of the Nguyen dynasty, he was named Prime Minister of the State of Vietnam by head of the state Bao Dai in 1954. In October 1955, after winning a heavily rich referendum, he deposed Bao Dai and established the First Republic of Vietnam, RPN, with himself as president. However, Bao Dai had published a venal petition, namely that the country was unified under democratic government. Finally, on October 22, 1955, the Republic of Vietnam was proclaimed in Saigon by Ngo Dinh Diem. Listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahman.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
OKI appreciates Indonesia's initiative for peace. This is a service voice of Indonesia with Focus. Today it's on OKI appreciation on Indonesia's initiative for peace. Stay tuned. The Secretary General of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, or OIC, Iyad Madani, appreciated the government of Indonesia's initiative in efforts to create peace in Palestine. The Indonesian Foreign Ministry in Jakarta Wednesday said that the appreciation was stated at the meeting of the 43rd OIC Council of Foreign Ministers meeting, which was opened by the President of Uzbekistan Shavkat Mirziyoyev in Tashkent, Uzbekistan on Tuesday. Iyad Madani said that the 5th OIC Extraordinary Summit on Palestine and the Holy City of Jerusalem, which was held in Jakarta in March 2016, was a breakthrough that recalled the importance of conflict resolution in the Middle East as a whole. Similar feelings were expressed by the foreign ministers of Palestine and Kuwait as chairman of the 43rd board meeting of the OIC foreign ministers. Theme: Education and Enlightenment, the Path to Peace and Creativity. It was attended by 24 members of the OIC, including Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno LP Marsudi. On the second day of the meeting, Wednesday, 19 October, the foreign ministers of the Islamic Cooperation Organization member countries passed a resolution concerning the establishment of the Contact Group of Peace and Conflict Resolution, which actually is the brainchild of the Indonesian President Joko Widodo. It was originally proposed in informal meetings on strengthening solidarity and cooperation in the Islamic world on 22nd April 2015, held on the sidelines of the 60th anniversary of the Asian African Conference in Jakarta, April 19 to 24, 2015. The Contact Group of Peace and Conflict Resolution was the first established at the initiative of the OIC member countries. Various other OIC contact groups were formed upon the initiatives and proposals of the OIC Secretariat. It is specifically expected that the contact group of peace and conflict resolution can be used by OIC countries to draw up a joint strategy in dealing with problems, such as in the fight against radicalism, extremism, and terrorism. Besides passing the establishment of the contact group of peace and conflict resolution, the 43rd meeting of the OIC Council of Foreign Ministers also passed 114 resolutions related to issues of common concern. Among others, the conflicts in various OIC member countries like Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, Somalia, and Yemen, and other special thematic issues such as the fight against terrorism and radicalism, as well as efforts to help the Muslim minority in many countries not members of the OIC. That was Focus for today.
Hear news in brief read by Rahmana. Media convergence must be carried out by all broadcasting institutions, including Public Broadcasting Institute of Radio Republic of Indonesia, RRI. Their strategies had been mulled by this broadcasting institute with its motto, once on the air, always on the air, such as online and digital application development, namely RRI Play, Beyond, and National Radio Station. The fourth day of the 53rd Asia-Pacific Broadcasting Union General Assembly has given a lot of education among the delegates. On the technical committee meeting in Nusantara Tirun, the expert of technology discussed about transformation of analog radio that still uses antenna as the transmitter into digital form. Indonesia becomes the host of the ABU TV Show Festival 2016 in conjunction with the 53rd Asia-Pacific Broadcasting Union General Assembly. A BUTP Sound Festival is the biggest annual program in Asia Pacific, and the program is a non-competition sound festival. Bali is selected again to host the General Assembly of the Asia Pacific Broadcasting Union, which involves representatives from 72 countries in Asia Pacific, because Bali has been famous for its people friendliness and ability to hold international conference. Commission of Asia Pacific Broadcasting Union ABU program appointed Yan Chung Lorenzo Lee as the chairman of the period. For the period 2016 until 2018, replacing Jehon Son from KBS. Lorenzo is the only one candidate in the election that was held in the end of the meeting of Commission of Asia Pacific Broadcasting Union in Nusa Dua, Bali. One thing which is discussed in the General Assembly of Asia Pacific Broadcasting Union ABU in 2016 in Nusa Dua, Bali, on 18 to 26 October 2020 is about new media and social media in broadcasting activities. Since new media and social broadcasting becomes important things that affect broadcasting activities now and in the future. The rapid development of information technology has created many new changes in various areas. One of them is the media industry. Many media industry or broadcasting agencies in the world, including in Indonesia, have made the internet, particularly social media, as a tool to support their broadcasting activities. Nowadays, world public broadcasting institutions are not in the same level as commercial broadcasting, because public broadcasting institutions still depend on government fund. Therefore, a member of the supervisory board of RRI, Pradin Dole, affirmed in technical meeting at Nusa Dua Bali on Friday that it would be necessary to fund World Public Broadcasting Organization to enhance level and assistance of public broadcasting institution to have more contribution and to share experiences among public broadcasting institutions. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello, listener. It is nice to meet you again in our program Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, the culinary arts, the fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will invite you to visit Bandung, West Java Province. Stay tuned. Listener, Bandung, located in West Java Province, is well known with beautiful sceneries. Not only that, Bandung, which has a nickname Flower City, is also well known with various delicious culinary. Various typical foods, which are creations of local people, always become popular foods, which must be tasted. But there is also legend typical food, which still becomes favorite food, namely Kupat Tahu Gempol. Listener, Kupat Tahu Gempol is typical food which has been well known in Bandung. The real name of this food is actually Kupat Tahu, but in the past, stall which sold Kupat Tahu was located on Jalan Gempol. Because of that, finally people call its name with Kupat Tahu Gempol until now. This stall is still there until now. The stall, which has been built since 1965, is inherited from generation to generation. Because of this, the taste food doesn't change and always becomes favorite. Kupat Tahu Gempol always exists in every culinary festival, either in Bandung or other cities. It proves that this food is one of Bandung's typical foods. Kupat Tahu contains of sprout and ketupat, which is smothered with peanut seasoning and spread by red shrimp paste crackers on it. Ketupat is a type of dumpling made from rice packed inside a diamond-shaped container or woven palm leaf pouch. Tahu or tahu, which is for this food, comes from Cibuntu, Bandung, which is well known to have soft texture and chewy. The tahu is fried medium. Style of Kupat Tahu Gempol is still visited by many people until now. The price of this food is not quite expensive. Interestingly, on the menu, this stall does not provide other menus. This store only provides one menu, namely kupat tahu gempol. For you who want to taste this food, please set your time to take holiday in Bandung and do not forget to stop to enjoy kupat tahu gempol at the store. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Kupat Tahu Gempol. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa. Thank you for still being with us, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia, PO Box 1157 Jakarta, or to our email address at english@voi.co.id. Listeners, now let's listen to our segment Miscellany.
Miscellany. Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, it's a pleasure to meet you again in this program, Miscellany. Listener, October 22 is commemorated as National Boarding Students Day, and today's edition of Miscellany will inform you about National Boarding Students Day. Listener, according to history, Indonesia has been colonized by Dutch and Japan. There were many attempts to break Indonesia's unity at that time. Take for example, September 30 movement. At that time, all Indonesian people, including boarding students, both in the city and in the villages, spoke against the colonizers. Their struggle was only for Indonesia's independence and sovereignty. Santri or boarding students is a nickname for someone who studies especially religious lessons. According to some scientists, term of boarding school means boarding and school. Japanese people call pondok or boarding or pesantren or school. Boarding derives from word hostel. Boarding school or pesantren itself is etymologically derived from the students who got prefix PE and the suffix en to become pesantrian means sastri or student. Based on the explanation, pondok or boarding and pesantren or school have the same meaning, namely a hostel for student to recite Quran. Listener, in the inauguration of National Boarding Student Day at Istiqlal Mosque in Jakarta on last Thursday, President Joko Widodo said that the stipulation of the day was an appreciation from government for the boarding students' role in the struggle of Indonesia's independence. President Joko Widodo further said that history notes that the boarding students have sacrificed their life to guard Indonesia's independence and made it come true. October 22 is stipulated as the National Boarding Student Day because on that day, Kiai Hashim Asy'ari announced his instruction
so-called as Jihad Resolution. Jihad Resolution was born from hundreds kiai or spiritual teachers across Indonesia to respond to the Netherlands' military aggression. Jihad Resolution contained exclamations to guard Indonesia's independence and sovereignty. National Boarding Student Day has to be a reminder for Indonesian nation that boarding school and its students cannot be separated from Indonesian struggle to claim independence. Therefore, major sacrifice of boarding school and its student must be appreciated and cannot be ignored in today's development. Besides, the stipulation of National Boarding School Day is appropriate time to start new struggle and a bid to fight against radicalism and terrorism that threaten Indonesia's unity and sovereignty. Listener, that was Miss Lenny for today's edition with topic about National Boarding Student Day 2016. We will see you again in another interesting topic. Bye!
Again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener of Ferrari Wasafis, voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back with me, Andika, in Music Corner. A musical segment which introduce you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Ruth Sahanaya. And to initiate our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to a song entitled Astaga from Ruth Sahanaya. Enjoy the song.
Sementara
Listener, you have just listened to the first song entitled Astaga, sung by Ruth Sahanaya, which is taken from her first album entitled Seputih Kasih and released in 1987. This song tells about people's phenomenon, which is careless on surrounding environment. This album directly skyrocketed at market, followed by her other albums, which contain of hit songs. Her talent that is familiar called Ute has been sound since she was a little girl. She is often a winner in singing competition. Besides in Indonesia, the name of Ute is also well known abroad. She has become Indonesian delegation in various concerts and festivals abroad. After 6 years, she did not release an album. Finally, in mid-April 2016, the singer who has Ambonese blood released an album entitled Symphony Dari Hati. This album contains of 10 songs which are packed in fresh color music, but there is still Ruth's characteristic. The first single of this album is entitled Derita Kesayanganku. Listener, here is Derita Kesayanganku by Ruth Sahanaya.
Setiap kata yang terucap tak lagi mampu teduhkan hati. Ku tak ingin untuk berhenti mencinta dirimu, luka kesayanganku. Derita kesayanganku, sayangku, lihatlah hingga di saat ini cintaku tak pernah ku sesali.
Sayangku, dirimu luka kesayangan. kesayanganku.
Listener, that was Derita Kesayanganku, a hit song from the newest album of Ruth Sahanaya, which marks over 30 years she has worked in Indonesian music industry. This song is accompanied by orchestra, which was directly recorded in Praha, Czech. The song composed by Steven Irianto Wali tells about somebody who chooses to survive with his love, although her lover often disappointed him. Listener, the next song, we will present the second single of this album entitled Love Will Find a Way.
Terluka karena cinta, lupakanlah dia yang telah pergi. Oh, dan yakinlah di hati, semuanya kan berganti. Temukan lagi bahagia. Kadang langit malam tak berbintang, namun esok kan bersinar terang.
Second single, producer and arranger tried to pack in upbeat music without forgetting the power vocal of Ruth in ballad rhythm. The song composed by Yon Kasman and Dikta invites listener who is missing love to wake up, not to be sad, and must believe that there is another love and day which is better. This song carries a bright urban pop style to entertain the music lovers and illustrates the breadth of genres and musical range that can be covered by Ruth. Well, listener, to conclude our segment Music Kano for today, let's listen to last song entitled A Lot of Love. This time, Ruth Sahanaya will sing together with Chris Dayanti and Titi DJ. Thank you for listening, and sampai jumpa.
I need a lot of love.
You
need a lot of love.
We.
Everybody needs
a lot.
Kau pun
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.